At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
A mochi moment from Tara, who writes, "For years, all my doctor said was eat less and move more, which never worked. But you know what does? The simple eating tips from my nutritionist at Mochi. And after losing over 30 pounds, I can say you're not just another GLP-1 source. You're a life source. Thanks, Tara. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Tara is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
The Demon Sea.
Broadcast, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
It's recording, John.
Is it too loud, my end? Does it sound okay? You know, what do you think?
I don't know. Who gives a shit?
It's fine. Oh, hang on. Sorry, I cut you off then. Could you say again?
I said, who gives a shit? It's fine.
I've got some great content. So we're really rolling this week.
That's good. Do you want to start off with a... Sorry, I was at a conference and my job was to interview important people at a conference, and I interviewed 27 people in like a day and a half. So my throat is, my voice is somewhat raw. So I might just hum and nod sometimes.
I really don't mind, because I think I can fill this out with at least 28 minutes.
That's amazing.
So
I believe, what, do you want to start off with my boys, my boys?
Yeah. My boys, it's December, the greatest month of the year. So very close to Christmas and so very, very excited. Each one of you deserves a treat, and each one of you will receive a lolly, because lollies are the greatest treat of all. For you, David, perhaps this feast. For you, Ian, this Solero. And for you, my finest of all the boys, Julian, a funny foot. Stored in my very own freezer since they discontinued production of them in 1987. The perfect treat for any young boy. Merry Christmas, you shits. Jill, get the cape. It's time. How's that?
That was good. Do you know what? They don't call them lollies or lollipops in Canada. Can you guess what they call them?
I know what they call them in Canada.
Go do it.
Suckies.
Close, suckers.
what do they call them?
Suckers.
They actually call them suckers.
They call them suckers.
Oh, yeah. Fuck off. I just fuck off.
Yeah.
My boys, it's December, the finest month of the year. And we're also very excited. You all deserve a very, very special winter-based treat. And for each of my Canadian boys, a sucker. Garth, for you, this funny foot. Bradley, for you, this walls feast. And Pete, for you, this frozen stick of water, which I put some of my piss in. The taste is of all the suckies.
So they come home from school, they went, "I was good today, so my teacher gave me a sucker."
When you asked me and I made up the word suckies, I was so close. I've never even been to Canada. Oh, that's you know, that's, I mean, basically we could stop there, you know.
We've done our job.
Obviously you've got a sore throat, so
it's just worn out. It's like ask so many questions to important people.
I'll tell you what, let's just pretend I'm one of the important people and give me a cross section of four of the questions. We'll call this section interviewing important people. And if you just see and give an example of
Are we talking CEOs from companies or what sort?
Yeah, and like government organizations. I interviewed the Deputy Premier of Nova Scotia.
Okay, so I'll be the Deputy Premier. I'll be Ian Lavender, Deputy Premier of Deputy Ian Lavender, Deputy Premier of Nova Scotia, and just ask me four questions. So if you do a little intro, and I'll
yeah, okay. So hi Ian, thanks for joining us. I know you're very short on time.
Hey, it's great to be here.
How's the conference been so far? You enjoying the conference?
It's been busy, but I've met a lot of different people. You have so much to do with these things. And on top of the normal job I do, I'm so busy that I've got, and you know, luckily I have an assistant to help. But we took some notes and I passed my card out. I gave it to a few people so they know who I am. And, you know, it's been great so far. I mean, I've really enjoyed what I've done and I'm really hoping to bond with people who don't know exactly what I do, which primarily is being the Premier, Deputy Premier of Nova Scotia, which is a busy job. I've got a lot to do. You know, I get up in the morning. I don't just have breakfast, take a shit, and then sit in front of a computer. I've got a lot to do. You know, I've got to meet people. I got to shake hands. I've got snow to clear in the winter. I've got sunshades to put up in the summer. I got to stop forest fires. I got to keep the bears away. There's a lot going on here. So it's a great conference and a great way of mixing with I don't like to call them the little people, but it's a great way to meet with my people, which is what it's all about. They're my people, as you are one of my people. And it's great. So it's 9 out of 10, 8.5 out of 10, realistically speaking, but I'll say 9 out of 10 because I like the shape of your mouth, Reese. It's thanks. Nice.
Cool. I counted 5 to 6 different varieties of free pen at this conference.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got any so far?
I got two. One of them is really interesting because a lot of the times you get, quite often you'll get a pen that, you know, it looks like it has a lid, but really the lid doesn't come off. And when you press the top down, the end pops out. So it doesn't need a lid. Anyway, I got one of them for a local pizzeria, Dean's Pizza. So I got the number on there. If I need food late at night, they're open till midnight. So that's great. But I also got one for a local hotel chain, Dean's Hotel. So it's a motel, but they had a typo on the pen. So they had to call it a hotel. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. Anyway, that one has a torch in the end of the pen. So if you can imagine, you click it down and light comes out of the end. And you know, when you're entering a hotel late at night, you can't find the key. It comes in really handy. Not only could you draw a dick on the wall, you have a torch. So that's been good. Two types of pen I've had so far. Two types of pen. There's many here. I mean, you know, my assistant has 12. One of them is a pencil. We don't count that. So 13 in all.
Great. So this conference is well worth the $30 million investment.
Oh yeah. I mean, that money is piss to what I can get my hands on. You know, I could get 26 million like that. You know, we like to invest in the infrastructure. We like to make sure the roads are good. And, you know, also we like to make sure there's a good spread. And I made sure we had all the best food here, pizza slices, bagels, different types of chips. And you know, everybody here who comes in gets a plastic cup. You may have noticed when you came in, you were handed one. It has my face on the front with my name, Ian Lavender. That is a bottomless cup of cola. So you can drink as much cola as you like while you're here. And because of that $13 million we've invested, you can repeatedly come back here for the rest of your life and you'll always have cola. So, you know, in some ways, it's one of the cleverest things I've ever come up with. The idea of, you know, giving people who exclusively came here today the chance, you know, to have a bottomless cup of cola. It'll last forever. I mean, literally, if they die, if they write it into their will, they can pass it down through their families. And we've estimated that supply of cola should last at least until 2098. So that's good. That's good.
And I got a comment on what you're wearing. It's an interesting choice.
Yeah, I mean, I decided today to wear the panties. And on top, of course, I've got a Toronto Maple Leafs t-shirt. So I look, you know, I look good. And also you can see both of my cheeks when I turn around, but I have covered the penis and balls. I didn't think it was apt until after 9 o'clock when I will be presenting my genitalia to the people of Nova Scotia on a big screen in Nova Scotia National Park. That'll be 9:15 tonight. And then we're going to hammer a nail through my cheese. We're gonna hammer a nail through my cheese into a block of wood, and then we're gonna attach it to the back of a Subaru Jeep, and we're gonna drag me across the entire state. So, you know, something for everybody, family based, with as much cola as you can drink.
Okay, so those are the warm up questions, and now to get to the like more serious stuff.
Okay.
Economic resilience in rural communities. Yeah. What does that mean to you?
It's a great question. I'm glad you asked. You know, economic resilience is important. People need to, you really need to be aware of economic resilience. If you are economically weak, you are weak. Therefore, what we've suggested here is that if you have savings of $35,000 or more, we can take that money, the physical dollar notes, we can coat them in titanium and make you a suit of armor that you can wear outside at any time of the day. In the summer, you'll be cool. In the winter, you'll be warm, and it's bear-proof. So you're absolutely fine. You'll be you'll be protected at all times. It's bulletproof. It's stab-proof. There's an optional, if you have the money, there's an optional face mask. And that type of economic resilience will allow you to survive the apocalypse, which a lot of other states are not taking into account right now. So I'm proud of myself for implementing economic resilience in Nova Scotia.
Sorry, Minister Lavender, but your people are tapping me on the shoulder saying you've got to go. Any last quick comments?
If you have to use a toilet and you find when you're wiping there's still a smudge, as if someone's put a crayon in your ass, and no matter how much you wipe it, won't go away, be patient. It will eventually clean itself up. And you can always shower. I haven't had skid marks in over 20 years. So thank you for asking.
Great.
So that's that bit done. That's
well done.
10 minutes in there.
Congratulations.
Were the answers as good there that you got?
I don't know. They were electrified.
Yeah, because that's pretty much up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously,
I got a question for you.
Yeah, go on. Yeah,
this time of year, what happens to your Facebook feed? What kind of stuff are people posting if you use Facebook?
Well, this is right. This is interesting. You should say this, right? I've had a Facebook account for years, but I stopped looking at it about 9 years ago, right? It still exists. And every 3 years, I'll press a button and look at it, and I'll see about two messages from people that I know. I think I should message them back, but then I forget about it. I recently started using, what's it called, Instagram?
Yeah.
Now, Instagram, I didn't realize this, automatically feeds whatever I put on Instagram onto Facebook. So people think I'm still using it. So it's rammer with messages from people. No idea, though. But mainly what I expect to see if I go on Facebook is someone sort of implementing race hate or, you know, just sort of slagging off some sort of anything, just slagging stuff off, basically. That's what I expect, you know, hatred, anger, resentment. That's my main.
So the reason I was asking was that I don't really like Facebook, but I did go back on there because when I moved to Canada, it was a good way to stay in contact with people. Yeah. My feed is mainly now full of people posting pictures of the biggest deer that they've managed to shoot because hunting season started. Just holding a dead animal's head up.
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clap hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
There is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hands may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming payment. Twice the clack, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Clackhound, go to patreon.com/TheDemonSeed.
A mochi moment from Sadie, who writes, I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi, because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie. I'm Myra Ammit, founder of Mochi Health. To find your mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.